leniency in the sentencing.
Monday is President's Day, so WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, wants to toast the nation's first distiller in chief.
And of course, that would be George Washington.
It's really kind of, you know, his retirement project.
Mount Vernon's chief historian, Dennis Pogue, vice president of Mount Vernon for Preservation, has written a new book, Founding Spirits, George Washington and the Beginnings of the American Whiskey Industry.
And one of the cool things about it is Washington really was a prominent player. This is one of the largest distilleries in the country.
And this is an historically accurate reconstruction of that distillery. While using the recipe found in the Mount Vernon Mansion records, they recreated George Washington rye, which in his time was not aged.
You know, it wouldn't be my first choice as my regular sipping whiskey. It's a pleasant surprise to a lot of folks who think that this is just going to taste awful.
And in honor of the nation's first distiller-in-chief, we tried some using a traditional George Washington toast.
To the mud.
Lots of history here at historic Mount Vernon. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Monday, President's Day, you can visit George Washington's home and burial site free.
It's 5:14. Americans use